Since the end of August, at least 250 have been killed, with over 400 injured. And in the first weeks of September, close to 100,000 have fled the country. This is the state of affairs in Somalia. And as al-Shabaab fighters have control of this country, the future remains uncertain for a place that has not had a functioning government since 1991.
Restoring order and peace in Somalia seemed far away after gunmen believed to be al-Shabaab Islamists stormed a hotel and killed several people. Over 30 people died, including members of parliament and government officials. Al-Shabaab was a small faction in the Union of Islamic Courts, which controlled Mogadishu and many parts of southern Somalia during 2006. The misjudgments and blunders of the international community, particularly the United States, have been alleged to be the reasons behind the group's ever-increasing power. Professor Abdul Samata of University of Minnesota, in a 2006 report, pointed out that the Union of Islamic Courts had the best chance to create peace and command support in Somalia. But this was quickly rubbished by America and Ethiopia, and they subsequently branded the Union a terrorist organization. This assertion made some of these militants more strong and extreme, according to Professor Samata. The United States are now supporting the head of the transitional government, who they once labeled as an ally of Al-Qaeda. The majority of Somalis seem to be moving more towards the Islamists because the transitional government is seen to lack the fortitude to come to terms with the needs of the Somali people. Winners or losers, al-Shabaab seems to be grabbing all the headlines.
Well, according to their, political enemies and theological foes, they are described as Khawarij, which means people who are outside the mainstream. And this goes back to the very beginning of the, Islamic polity, when some groups rebelled against the fourth Khalif, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and actually killed him in the end. Mm-hmm. These people were Khawarij because they thought they had the truth only by themselves.
Okay.
But I think the picture is more complex than that. Al-Shabaab is obviously more militant and more extreme than the other, Islamic groups on the Somali scene.
Al-Shabaab, I mean, there are foreign elements who infiltrated in Al-Shabaab, who have the role to lead this organization.
Who are these foreign elements?
We saw from the television, they were from, one of them from America, Mansour, American.